From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On television, you can find a channel or two or three for just about any interest, animals, history, golf, cooking. But it's not so easy to find fine arts, say ballet or opera, on cable. At one time, the Bravo and A&E channels tried to fill that niche, but market forces pulled them over to reruns and reality shows. So about a year ago, some investors bought a small channel called Ovation that was available mostly in the New York area. Nate DeMayo reports that they're now trying to take it nationwide and make a fine arts cable network work.
There was a time when you could see Leonard Bernstein conducting Beethoven's Fidelio in prime time on A&E, the Arts and Entertainment Cable Network.
You have no other stashes at all.
No, dude, that's it. It's all my cigarettes.
Now you can hear the squabbling of two former teen idols named Corey on a reality show called The Two Coreys.
Dude, we've been friends for 22 years.
A&E has been far more E than A for years now. So is Bravo, which was once its main rival for highbrow viewers.
When we saw Bravo and A&E move on to more general entertainment, we saw a wide open category to take.
Charles Seegers is Ovation TV's CEO. He says just because there are a couple of Coreys where classical music once was, doesn't mean the arts have failed on cable.
Everyone sits around and says, geez, the arts hasn't worked in the past. Well, it worked wonderful for Bravo, it worked wonderful for A&E, it currently works for PBS. The reality is it's always worked.
He says art on cable worked too well for its own good. Fine arts programming built up such a big audience that the media conglomerates that own the networks wanted even more.
They were so successful with art programming that because the bandwidth was so valuable, they needed eventually to move toward what I call the black hole of American television, which is the middle.
That's Ovation's head of programming, Chris Slava. So far, he's pulled together a mix of programs that keep his network well out of the reach of the middlebrow vortex. Documentaries about the history of Kabuki. Programs about painter Mark Rothko that won't even threaten to appeal beyond a core group of serious art lovers.
The economics of arts networks are particularly difficult.
Media consultant Kathy Rasenberger says there has been a hole in the TV lineup where an arts network should have been. She says part of it is that it's expensive to make quality art programming, and part of it is that people's passions for art are often very narrow.
Classical music listeners don't necessarily like to watch the ballet or go to museums. It's not one market.
Throw out the dictionary definition and open your mind.
Awesome.
A show that begs the question, art?
Painting pet portraits is definitely art.
Or not.
She's about the furthest thing from art there is.
An Ovation TV original program.
Ovation's Chris Slava says the network won't be afraid to bring in some of the style that makes so many of its middlebrow competitors so much fun to watch.
What we'll do on Ovation is treat everything in an equal way. We'll treat it very smartly. We'll try to make it accessible, but we'll try very much and we will refuse to dumb it down.
In fact, keeping it highbrow is the key to the whole business plan. CEO Charles Seegers.
The reality is that we're reaching a very specific audience, and we like to call them the creative class. And, you know, they're educated, they're early adopters. You talk to any advertiser, they'll say, give me 1,000 of those people versus 1 million of people who, quite frankly, don't know what they want. We'll take the 1,000 because we can convert them to consumers.
In a cable landscape where a show called Flip This House can air opposite a show called Flip That House, he says it won't take much to stick out to viewers. That is, if Ovation can resist the lure of house flipping and competition shows and Coreys. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.